Baby girl got fucking assaulted on a bus, dude. Not assaulted, but some of the locals were unhappy that she was wearing yoga pants. And on a bus, like, God damn, girl with the fat ass like that.
Yeah.
She was like, don't talk to me like that. And he was like, well, if you're going to dress like that, this is what's going to happen. And she said there was literally like a public opinion hearing on the bus of every person in there agreeing with the guy that was like, well, if you wear yoga pants, obviously you're looking for this type of attention.
And everyone's like, mm-hmm.
And all the adults were like, mm-hmm.
Damn.
So she was, just imagine like a young, hot white chick in yoga pants just getting crushed by North Philly black people on a bus. Pretty great, right?
Fantastic.
It was. She told me, and I was like, damn, that does suck. That sucks.
That was the North Philly POG trials, dude.
That was a straight up.
That was a Salem POG. That was a Salem POG trials, dude.
She got burned, dude.
Fuck, dude.
She got burned at the stake.
It was just a black guy. Like, I like that fat ass. And all and the other black chicks like, yeah, that's your fault. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
There's probably a lady in like an I Love Money tube top was like, that's what you get for dressing like a slut.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, imagine. And yeah, it was so funny to hear her call me and tell me about it. And I was like,
wow. That's, dude, for an idealistic younger chick, that's tuck tail. To have to come back and be like,
you were right, black people are mean. I was like, I didn't say that.
In my school, they try to frame it like all white ignorance people. Emanates off
from
of
white people.
The European fucking race. And it's like, hey, man, I hear what you're saying. You can make a case for history. But I'm on some future man stuff where it's like, this is a universal problem.
Imagine a bus full of white people,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, that's hard to find.
You can get it.
You see a good bus full
middle of the country, bro.
Fucking
middle of the country.
Then there's not a lot of public transit in the middle of the country.
There's not?
No, there's fucking just cars.
Yeah, you're right. I guess they don't have extensive
this
bus
inner
systems.
City bus of somehow. True. Somehow there's. All right, let's say you're on Amtrak and it's just honkies.
Yeah.
A black chick comes on in yoga pants and a white dude's like, nice ass, lady. And then he looks around the cabin and is like, what? You're fucking wearing it. And all the white people are like, yeah. Yeah, bitch. You shouldn't be dressing like that. So funny. Like, that's what I thought of immediately. I was like, the inverse of that would be the funniest fucking thing. It'd be like, holy shit. No.
It'd
if a white
crazy.
Dude said that to a chick on a train in with or bus with all honkies,
yeah.
Every honky in there would be like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty sure this was.
Fuck you.
This was probably like an episode of the Steve Harvey show.
You think she
Steve Harvey's like, call in right now if you think Paul should be wearing fucking spandex.
Do you think Pogs should be dressing like this?
I think Steve Harvey would be like.
I'm also a black conservative like you, where I agree 100% that I think Baby Girl deserved the public scolding she got for being a Pog on the bus, dude. I'm glad there's a nice gentleman in North Philadelphia that had the courage to stand up to the POG.
It was just like a bus full of black conservatives, dude.
It was. They're like, you shouldn't be dressing like that.
Yeah. Otherwise, or just let me fucking hit on you.
Yeah, let me say great ass over and over again. Until
it's more or less like.
Until you're stop.
It's like.
And then I'm going to get off and follow you.
Yeah, it's like, wait, so I can't fuck you?
Yeah.
Slut.
Bitch.
Bitch, slut.
Bitch.
Yeah, man.
Everyone on the bus is like, bitch.
That's
bitch, slut.
That's the thing that, again, that I get in trouble with in my school where I'm like, have you guys ever, like, been in the hood? Because you guys are talking about, like, and then there's, like, in this community. And it's like, you guys ever been in the fucking hood? There was a girl, dude, and I just heard this secondhand, but apparently there was a girl who came in back from, like, a field placement and cried and was like, I've never been to an area like that, and it was just, like, unbelievable, and I just can't handle it. It's like, yeah, bro. Welcome to the motherfucking hood.
Welcome to the hood, bro.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, dude.
The players are playing out here. They're pissed at Pogs.
See me ride on them things every day, dude, on my Trek mountain bike. I always ride my mountain bike through the hood, dude, and get mad fucking love.
Anytime I see a Pog now, I scold her. If I see a Pog, I'm like, yo, fat, nice fatty.
I was actually thinking about this for the cast, dude. That's why, I mean, the position I felt I was in as a black conservative, I felt like I was just getting a bunch of, like, white conservatives, angry, virulent white conservatives just fucking trying to warp and bastardize my takes. It's a class.